Over the weekend, an exhibition of unofficial presidential portraits opened at the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library in West Branch, Iowa. The large and brightly colored portraits were painted by Tina Mione. Mione was not just trying to create likenesses of the commanders-in-chief, she was trying to capture the essence of each president. Mione also is producing a series of paintings of their wives. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg spoke with the artist at her studio in Winslow, Arizona.
Tina Mione's presidential portraits have been shown at the Truman Library, the Eisenhower Library. They go to the Lincoln Presidential Library in 2002, but right now at the Hoover Library, Mione's portrait of our 31st president will get special attention.
He's seen floating, wearing his little black suit and hat in a night sky, and it says Herbert Hoovering, and he's hoovering over Europe.
She has a sense of humor, this young artist. Self-taught, extremely hardworking. She's painted all the men who've been president and most of the first ladies. Tina Mione's portrait of Mrs. Hoover is part white-haired Barbara Bush with a little Mamie Eisenhower in the bangs. In a green dress, Lou Hoover stands outdoors holding a porcelain teacup. She smiles sweetly. The artist imagines Mrs. Hoover happily remembering the days when she and her husband lived in China. At her feet in the painting, there's a small statue, man on horse.
And on the horse, the Chinese sculpture has been transformed in her memory so that the little character riding on the horse has become her husband, her hero, Herbert.
Tina Mione spends years researching her subjects. With contemporary figures, she tracks down people who knew them. She visits presidential libraries, reads biographies, also first-hand accounts published when her subjects were alive. Mione reads until she feels an affinity for the person.
I don't consider myself a historian. I love American history, and I'm a painter. So my take on it is more personality-oriented.
But she's a stickler for historic detail.
Everything you see in the paintings has got a reason, and I don't put a teacup in unless I've researched that it's the proper teacup from that era.
Mione's life-size portrait of Franklin Pierce's wife is a study in sadness. Two of Jane Pierce's three children died long before her husband became president. Then, weeks before the inauguration, a train crash killed their third child. The 12-year-old boy died before her very eyes. For 2 years, Jane Pierce stayed secluded on the second floor of the White House, writing letters of apology to her dead son. Tina Mione says Pierce kept locks of her children's hair tied with ribbons. She called them her precious ones. Knowing these details, the painter imagines Jane Pierce on a sleepless night in the White House.
She's wearing her bed dress, and she's pacing the second story of the White House, carrying her box of precious ones.
But it's as if she herself is a walking shadow.
Almost like a ghost. A ghost of what she was, a ghost of herself.
In contrast to this cognac-colored canvas, shrouded in sadness, Tina Mione's portrait of Hillary Clinton is crisp and sharp. Mione paints Mrs. Clinton in a fishbowl swimming with sharks. Her Mary Todd Lincoln is a face on the wheel of a slot machine. An image of President Lincoln is nearby, and there's a pistol. The painting is called Fate. Which brings us to what Tina Mione thinks is her best work. This First Lady holds a playing card in her gloved hand.
This one is what's going to be the one everybody wants.
Here comes Jackie.
My God.
She's in her pink suit that we know too well. She's holding the King of Hearts. The face of the King is John Kennedy, and it's been shattered, and all of its pieces are scattered, and a bullet has gone through the card.
It was the fourth presidential assassination, but the first to be filmed. And so, Tina Mione says, we see what John and Jacqueline Kennedy experienced over and over again.
The painting is called Stop Action, Reaction, and what I wanted to express was the reaction in her face at the moment that the bullet went off.
In the painting, Mrs. Kennedy doesn't know what has happened. She's only heard the shot. Her eyes are widened, stunned, no tears yet. Mione has caught her in the most horrifying, dramatic moment of her life.
I like to think of it as the last moment of innocence for Jackie and for an entire generation.
Here in Washington at the White House, the official portrait of Jacqueline Kennedy is a pale and ruffled confection. Her long pink dress flows like a negligee. Mrs. Kennedy chose to be remembered that way. Tina Mione's portrait, far less romantic and tranquil, snatches at some of the cruelest seconds in American history. Mione has 8 more first ladies to paint. She expects her series to be completed by summer. Meantime, her portraits of the men who led this country, plus the picture of First Lady Lou Hoover, are on view at the Hoover Presidential Library in West Branch, Iowa, through the end of March. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.